Okay, it means already wagered.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. Can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Joe Vientis, 111616.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. And you,
yes.
You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on October 1st, is that correct?
Yes.
And that form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Do you have a lawyer, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, thank you. I know you can't see us, but I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. There are four board members here today. The Honorable David Neal, our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be the panel chair for this hearing. Also with us today is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Oliveri in. So Mr. Viescas and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you both. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if your community supervision should be continued or revoked. Mr. Viescas, I'm going to read information from your warrant. And as I read each of these two allegations to you, I need you to tell me whether they're true or false. And if you believe an allegation is false, we'll take some testimony from the Department of Corrections about it. The board will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We'll start phase one of your hearing now with the two allegations on your warrant. And here is the first one. The first one is that you have violated conditions of supervision and lapsed, or probably about to lapse, into criminal ways or company by violating Arizona condition of supervision number 7, demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 22nd, 2017, per the task LCMS lab report dated July 14th, 2017. Mr. Viescas, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you. And allegation number 2, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 18, 2017, as verbally directed on June 22, 2017, and your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Viescas, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Reyes's admission and information in warrant number 2017W2556, I move to find him delinquent as he had violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Reyes, hold on just one short second here because we have paperwork for everything here. Who seconded? I'm sorry.
I did.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Wright. I'm sorry. I just wasn't quick enough
with
my pen. Okay. All right. Thank you for your patience. Mr. Viescas, we'll move to phase two of your hearing to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we do that, if you would just stand by, we'll get Mr. Oliveri to give us a summary of some background information, and we'll be right back with you. Mr. Oliveri?
The offender was released from the Department of Corrections on April 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on September 12th of 2017 by DPS on our absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 56 days absconded. His projected supervision end date will be on February 26th of 2018. Current convictions, 2012, aggravated DUI, 3 years, 9 months. And in 2013, aggravated DUI, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 1993, burglary, third degree, 4 years. 93, aggravated criminal damage, 1 year, 6 months. 94, criminal damage, 1 year. 2001, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. And in 2012, aggravated DUI, 6 months. The offender has 5 terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 3. There's no STG name information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1995, temporary release, arrested on a tech violation, administratively revoked. 1997, provisional release, completion, 6 months. 2003, TLS release, completion, 2 months. And in 2006, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, and reached the CSED while in custody. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1994, DWI, liquor or drugs, Arizona, fined. 99, driving while intoxicated, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 99, simple assault and battery, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 99, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, DWI, license suspended or revoked, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, assault, Arizona, county jail. 2001, disorderly conduct, Arizona, county jail. 2009, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, aggravated DUI, Arizona County Jail. And in 2012, DUI with a minor present, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk level is a G5 V6.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Writing as quickly as I can, thank you. Mr. Viescas, it looks like, just in reviewing your, we have a little summary of your supervision, it looks like you were approved to live with your mother, Becky Viescas, at 1143 12th Place in Safford, Arizona?
Yes.
And did you live there the whole time that you were on supervision?
Yes.
Okay. And were you able to find employment?
What's that?
Were you able to find a job?
Yeah, I was working. But I wasn't getting paid cash. I was getting paid cash. I wasn't getting paid check.
Right,
I told my parole officer, I gave him the number.
Okay, what were you doing? What kind of work?
Construction.
Okay, so you were working construction. Good for you, because that's always a good sign when somebody's working. All right, and it looks like you were somebody, at least your parole officer, probably determined that you should have a substance abuse evaluation. And you were directed to obtain that evaluation, but there's no indication here of whether you did. Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay, did you haven't attended any substance abuse counseling?
No, I didn't attend any classes at all.
Okay, because there's a Southeastern Arizona Behavioral Health facility out there that you're able to get counseling at if you need it.
Yeah.
How about probably the same for a mental health evaluation? You were directed to obtain that too. Would it be the same answer for that?
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like, I mean, just looking at the past that Mr. Oliveri just read us, it looks like you've had a problem, many DUI convictions. Or was that for alcohol or drugs, or what was that? For alcohol?
Yes.
Do you also use drugs?
Huh?
Do you use drugs, sir?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally? What kind? What drug do you use, sir?
Just pot and meth.
Okay, marijuana and meth. When was the last time you used meth?
The day that I got the drug 34.
Okay, let me see. Maybe I'm missing something here. When was that about?
Like around sometime in April.
April?
When I got out. That's why I never went back and checked in because I knew I'd do dirty.
Oh, okay. And did you continue to use meth then?
No.
Just the one time in April?
Yeah.
All right. And alcohol too, or?
Occasionally, but not really.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions?
Maybe just ask this one. I was doing something else.
Okay.
What were you doing those 56 days that you absconded, sir?
I was working.
You were working?
Yes.
But you didn't.
I was working until I hurt my back, and that's when.
Oh.
That's when they found me. When they went to the house, I wasn't on the run or nothing.
So they knew how to find you. So how?
Yeah, they knew exactly where to find me.
So how did they find you? They just showed up and knocked on
the door? They just showed up and arrested me. Told me that I had violated.
Okay, where was that? Where did they find you? I mean, where were you, sir?
I was at the address that I had given.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much. And thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Windhurst.
You're very welcome. All right. Mr. Viescas, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement without repeating things you've already told us. What else would you like the board to know?
Nothing really. I mean, I know I messed up, and that's about it, you know what I mean? I understand what happened.
Okay, I'll just ask you one more question, and that is, why did you not get in touch with your parole officer? Why did you
leave? I tried leaving a couple of messages, but his phone wasn't accepting, one of the phones wasn't accepting a no voicemail message, and the other one I left a couple of messages to him, and he never called me back. And I had two phones to where he could call me from. The original phone number that I had gave him to begin with before I left, which was my mother's phone. And then I had got me a phone after I had started working and gave him that number. But that number I had on my phone was, I had lost the phone. But he still had my mother's number. And I called him from my mother's phone number and told him, you know what I mean, that he needs to get a hold of me on this
note. At that number. Okay, let me check with Mr. Oliveri and see if there are any notes, current notes about that.
We have an entry dated on July 18th of 2017 by Senior Parole Officer Raul Maza. Offender misscheduled appointment, attempted phone call to offender at 928-965-5236 when unanswered, and voicemail box not set up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Viescas, is that your mother's number?
My mother's number would be 432-0392.
Okay, so possibly that went to your phone, which was lost. Was that other number, 928, Mr. Alberry? What was that number, 928?
It was 928-965-5236.
Yeah, that was my phone. That was the second phone that I gave him the number to that one after I had been working a while and was able to get my own phone. But he still had both. He had both phone numbers, and when I called him from my mom's phone to let him know that he needs to get a hold of me on that phone because I had lost the other one.
Okay. All right. So there was a Mr. Albury.
And there is another entry dated on June 20th of 2017 by Senior Parole Officer Raul Maza. Offender scheduled appointment. Call to offender at 928-432-0392. Reached Becky, offender's mother, spoke to offender. He stated he just got off work and did not have a ride. Office visit rescheduled for Thursday, June 22nd of 2017 at 9 a.m.
Okay. All right, good. Yes, and I think that one is noted somewhere in that date may be noted somewhere on this warrant, but I'm not seeing your quick note look here. All right, thank you, Mr. Viescas. the board is going to go into discussion now and make a determination. We don't discuss cases before we come into this room. So the board will just be discussing with itself. It may sound like we're talking to you, but it's the board talking to itself. So if you just stay on the line and remain silent, and we'll be back with you momentarily.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Viescas has a very lengthy criminal history, and a lot of it, most of it, it appears, is around substance use and some violence. There's some assaults and some violence. He has a place to live, obviously, with his mother. There's no indication she didn't want him back. He was working, to his credit, but he hurt his back, unfortunately, on the job. He does admit that he used meth in approximately April, to the best of his memory, and that would have been while he was on community supervision. He has, in the past, a couple of completed stints of community supervision, but he also has a couple which resulted in technical violations, and one with a revocation. He does not appear to be, in my opinion, I'm only one board member, a good candidate for community supervision, given that he absconded for 56 days and did not reach his parole officer. He made a couple of attempts in June, made an attempt in June and one in July, although actually it sounds more like his parole officer attempted to contact him and was unsuccessful. But I'm going to start the discussion there, and I'd be interested to hear any thoughts that my colleagues have as well.
I agree with you.
Okay. Mr. Neal, thank you. All right, then I'm going to make a motion that I'm going to move to, based on major points in warrant number 2017W2556, our discussion with Mr. Viescas, information provided by Mr. Oliveri, particularly concerning his failure to contact parole officer, or failure to connect and reach a contact, the fact that Mr. Viescas absconded for 56 days on this supervision. I am going to move to revoke his community supervision, that in that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal waste or company.
Second.
Thank you.
Agree.
Mr. Viescas, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and you'll be released from the Department of Corrections on or about February 26th of 2018. We hope that you will not view this as a negative. Those months will go by quickly, but we would urge you, we want you to be successful, and we urge you to use that time to put together a plan. I know that living in Safford can be a challenge on community supervision because of limited programming opportunity. I certainly commend you for finding work, because that can be a challenge too in Safford. But when you get out in February, you won't have any supervision. You'll be able to pursue your life as you choose, and we wish you the very best of luck, and thank you very much for participating in your hearing today. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion may take place. If you could give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.